guy. You little guy, what's wrong with you? I love God. You little guy, what's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not a seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day.
You blocked me?
I said walk.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
It's Strokes.
And Khadisi.
Welcome to the Black Table.
Welcome back.
It is episode 18.
Oh, my goodness.
And it is also Election Day by the time you're hearing this. Well, it's released on Election Day.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this episode, we probably already have a new president.
Yeah.
So, welcome to our world. I don't know what we chose in this very moment, but it was a choice. And we all have to live with it. All
right. You are so negative. It could be.
I'm not being negative.
I know. Your voice, though.
I'm just nervous.
Yeah. I mean, we settled on these two options. I mean, for you third party people, I'm sorry. It's like fetch. It's not going to happen. At least right now. It's just not.
See, I'm in the past right now, speaking into the future, and I'm a little bit clairvoyant. All I know is Bernie Sanders isn't president.
Exactly.
So that's fact. Okay, exactly. Great. Let's not even get into that yet. That's too much.
We already did it, but
I mean, the reason that we're here today is to bring the Lord.
Nikki's like, we're like at a funeral and you're like speaking.
We kind of are at America's funeral.
Yeah. Oh, goodness, don't say that.
But here we are. But really, I thought it would be interesting to not talk about fucking politics today because it's over. I'm actually very happy about that.
Like, I'm excited for it to be over and just to see, like, I just want to see what's going to happen. That's it.
Yep.
You know, a politician is a politician.
Okay.
So
I'm excited for the talk to stop, like, in inappropriate places. I mean, I don't hear a lot. I hear, like, even today, we heard somebody trying to bring it up in conversation.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, you not have friends.
Okay.
Like, I'm sorry. In certain circles, in certain spaces, it's not appropriate to talk about
politics
it.
Politics just aren't appropriate.
No.
I mean, most time, politics aren't appropriate even with friends and family sometimes. Sometimes, you know?
But today's show, we decided that we're going to let these devils that are going to run the country be over there. And we'll be over here with the cherubs and the seraphims with the Lord. The Lord.
Lord.
So we're going to be talking about our experiences with spirituality and religion. Whee! And I heard we have a church following.
Oh, yeah, we do. Hey, Grandma and y'all.
Hey, turn it off. You're not going to like this one.
So my birth name comes from the Quran. And for those of you who don't know, that's the Islamic holy
Bible.
Book.
Yeah.
Yeah, holy book. So my mother is like practices that.
Mm-hmm.
My father. Let's like take that nigga out.
Okay.
So there's a point in time when we lived with our grandparents and like they were Baptist. There was someone who was Jehovah. Mm. So we've just kind of been around.
Okay.
Been around religion my whole life in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally don't follow like a religion.
Mm.
I just have a deep belief in God.
Mm.
And that's the only common denominator of all the religions that I followed with family or whatever. That was the only thing in common, that they believed in God.
Right.
And that's just what stuck with me over time.
Have you identified more closely with one religion versus the other over time?
No, actually, it makes you kind of pull away just because when you think about the world, for me, and all these different countries fighting because someone has a belief in this or that and somebody, you know, changed. I don't know. It's just too many questions.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I just take all that shit out and just focus solely on God.
Right.
And so I like pray every night and, you know, I pray just because, but I don't have a religion and I'm okay with that because
right.
I just have a direct relationship with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know, spirit. I don't know what you call.
Is your family religious?
Yeah. Like my mom does Ramadan, goes to the mosque. My grandma, my family, like people go to church.
Is your boyfriend religious?
No. His family's a little different. So his mom is Christian, I'm not sure what kind, but his dad's an atheist.
Interesting.
So he believes in God, but okay. I don't know.
That's
my experience.
So, like, long story short, everybody has their own experience with religion.
Exactly.
So my experience, like, I went to Catholic schools my entire life, besides, like, preschool.
Yeah.
So my grandma went to a very old church. I don't remember what religion it was, whatever. It was Christian, though.
Yeah.
And then when I was a kid, I ended up going there for an extended period of time, like, being a church kid. Because when I was in school, in my Catholic school, everybody got, what do you call it? They got the First Communion and all that shit. Like,
is that where they put the stuff on their foreheads?
Communion's where you take the Eucharist.
Oh, yeah. Communion. I'm thinking of, what is that? Lent?
The Ash Wednesday?
Yeah, Ash Wednesday. Yeah. And, like, oh, my God, I have a funny story about that. But go ahead.
So, so they went through all, like, the religious milestones together as a class, and then I wasn't baptized, so I didn't go through that. So when that was all happening, we got a new pastor at my grandma's church. And so he really involved, like, children's stuff, which really it wasn't before. It was a bunch of just old people that cooked and argued or whatever. Yeah. And then when he started involving the kids, it was really fun. Like, we got to go see, like, the Lady of the Snow and things like that, and just go on events. And then I think we went to church, like, for a solid year or so like that. And then it was like, kaput, I'm over it.
Oh, wow.
And then I got baptized. I elected to get baptized when I was in sixth grade because I guess I just felt connected to the church or whatever, because we started going to 6 a.m. masses at a Catholic school, at a Catholic church. Like, that's a lot going on. But I was so into it at the time. Then, after that, went through confirmation, and that's when you're an adult in the church, and I started going to church a lot. So, like, from 6th until 8th grade, I was really down with God, whatever.
Right, those are, like, some tough years.
Yeah.
I mean,
so I was into it. Or into it, because I actually used to have my friends sneak me the Eucharist before I was about to, which might be fucked up. I don't know. I used to have them bring me a piece. But anyway, and then I went to a Catholic high school, and then I was just kind of over it. Mm-hmm. It was more so about the production of it than it was about, like, praying and actually, stuff like that.
Yeah, think about it.
Because my school, it was easier to believe in your faith and things like that when I was with my grade school. And then when I went to high school, it was a bunch of people who were derelicts. Like, they were just kind of like these rowdy South County, South City Hoosiers mixed in with other people. And I was just like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to pray to their God. You know, it's whatever.
Oh, man.
And also with my me going through puberty and then just hearing a lot about how the church treats gay people, it was kind of like, well, fuck that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely.
So I was still involved because I still sang at church or whatever. And then when I was a senior in high school, we had a retreat, and I went on the 3-day retreat. You could also elect to go on the 1-day retreat, which is a lot of my friends did, because they were like, well, fuck this, whatever. Yeah. I went on the 3-day retreat one time. It was very powerful. You know, you have no electronics. All you're doing is praying, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was so into it to the point where I was a leader on the next 3-day one. And I still wasn't really into God. I was just kind of like feeling the power of, like, it was sort of like feeling the power of meditation. Like, you're actively thinking, you're consciously thinking about one thing for 3 days. Like, it's going to be important to you.
Right.
Whatever. So then I was a leader, and my little quote-unquote closeted ass did a speech on knowing yourself, which I was the very first speech of 6 talks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then on the last day, I came out to my pastor or whatever. And
you're like, nigga, we knew.
Yeah, well, actually, no. So my the father of our school, whatever, he was like, well, you know, we love you and support you and da-da-da-da, and, you know, some of the things you might have heard aren't what we really believe and whatever. Like, you wouldn't be here if you were bad, all that kind of shit.
That's really sweet.
And then my chaplain, who was also my theater teacher's wife, started crying, and she asked if my best friend had touched me. So I was like,
wow. Wow.
I gotta get out of this. I was like, okay, all this one, this wonderful week, all this wonderful 3 days is gone.
You just killed
like,
it.
Like, really, bitch. So.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then after that, I immediately went to kind of leaning towards atheism, but I believe in God. Like, I pray. I believe in the power of prayer, whether that is prayer to something or really focused thought. I believe in like the power of energy, really. So I'm much more spiritual than I am religious because of the evils of religion that I've experienced. Mm-hmm. Like, not just that coming out experience. There's been other things.
Yeah.
But like, organized religion, I think, is awful. It's definitely just to regulate societies, and it runs on fear, and it runs on damnation.
It does run on fear because, like, I mean, I remember small things being a kid. I didn't curse until I was, like, in middle school. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, like, if I curse, like, I was going to hell.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, you hear hell and you hear fire and, you know, all these things. You know, I live with so much fear as a child. And even sometimes today, some things just, you know, come to mind. And I'm like, wow, like, I don't think this is what God intended for us to just walk around and being afraid, but there are people that literally live that way.
I know.
You know, and it's
I mean, scary. When I say I believe in God, I think I just believe in the higher power. It's not, people try to humanize the higher power so much. It could just be our focus energy towards good, because it does matter. Like, if you spend a whole week thinking positive thoughts, your week is going to be positive.
Yeah.
So if you're living a quote-unquote moral life, and who's to judge what's, you know, how morality balances out, whatever. But if you're living a quote-unquote moral life in a whole room full of people who are doing the same thing, you're going to feel like you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And then you're feeling like anyone else who's doing the different thing is doing the wrong thing. So then we have an organized system to make sure that everybody is following along with whatever you believe.
I just think,
so you feel like you're a part of a group.
Why does it matter, like, outside of yourself? Why do I care what you believe in, the next person? Like, if I don't agree with your beliefs, then you got to answer to that. But for me to try to force that on you or to judge you for it, it's just like, that's not, that has nothing to do with me. And that's the reason why it bugs me that, like, the fights, that people are literally killing each other because they believe in something different, something that affects their own personal life. And that's why it's so hard for me personally to just, like, commit to a religion because of those issues.
Right.
For me personally.
And I have friends who are super faith-based in a lot of their actions, and they accept me as being agnostic because I'm still me. Like, I'm not, you know, me not believing in whatever you believe in doesn't make me a bad person.
Yeah.
You still enjoyed me before when I had the same beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you know it, doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
So, like, same thing, I'm sure, with your boyfriend's father. Like, when he announced, like, he's atheist, whatever, he doesn't believe, you know, everyone has their own reaction to that. But it's like, but he's still a good person, still the same person that you met. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's religion is such a tricky thing because it starts at such a young age.
Absolutely.
And it's so hard to unlearn things, but organized religion is literally the same thing as politics. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, we voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. You know what I mean? It's going one way or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So at the end of the day, no matter what religion you're following, you're dying. So, you know, are you going to put good energy out there or not?
Yeah.
Are you going to spend your whole time trying to figure out whether or not someone else is doing the right thing or not?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like,
and
we got some fish to fry here.
And with this election, you know, we've seen people who have been diehard a certain religion and then be completely full of hate towards the next person.
Which that doesn't align with their religion.
Exactly. Like, how do you have faith and love in your heart and then you preach hatred? You know, just in general. You know, after the Orlando, when all those people were killed and you had these people, members of church communities coming out or even trying to go to their funeral and just spew hatred. Why?
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Or people saying this is God's, you know, whatever.
Way of cleansing the situation. It's sickening. So,
I mean, if you're one of those people, I don't even think any of those type of people listen to the show, but if you are one of those type of people, fuck you. Fuck off.
Fuck you. Seriously.
I mean, go pray, beat your Bible, whatever. You're not a good person.
It's sickening.
I don't care what book told you that you were the right person, but for doing that shit, you're not a good person.
Not at all.
But on the same token, other side of it, whatever, there are wonderful people who do follow organized religion because it feels good to belong, and I totally understand that. It's just a matter of, it's such a personal connection.
Yeah.
You know, your spirituality is so personal. Your energy is yours, and other people really shouldn't be able to affect or sway how you're going to be running your energy. You know what I mean? You really shouldn't, so.
And like, on a funny note, so when I went to college, and it was a Catholic university, and I had no contact with people that were Catholic that I knew of. Like, I didn't really know much about Catholicism. And so it was like, I don't know, it was like the middle semester of my freshman year, and everyone was like walking into class with these ash like crosses on their forehead. And I was so fucking confused. I was kind of scared because I'm just like, wait, what the hell is going on? Like, everybody. And, you know, it was just like a moment I just froze, and I saw people crossing the street, and it was just like, there's this, you know, beautiful big church, and I'm like, what is going on?
That's hilarious to me, just because, you know, that's been in my life for forever. Like, you go, everyone has a palm in their back, in the back of their car or whatever. I'm like,
what is,
you
know, this shit? That's, and then my funny roommate walked in, I'm like, so what is this? That's funny. Like some Harry Potter. I have no idea. But
that's
anyway,
so funny.
I was like, that just showed, like, I thought I was pretty cultured before going to college, and clearly I wasn't. So
other religions are so interesting. Like, you know, I dated someone who was Jewish, and I kind of learned a little bit about some shit that I didn't know, because when you're a kid, you know, there's Hanukkah.
Rugrats.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say, you watch the Rugrats special
that
and call
episode,
it a day.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, like, you know, I was learning about, like, Shabbat and a little bit about Passover and all that kind of stuff, like Seders and things like that.
Yeah.
Stuff I didn't know about. And then there's things about, like, Buddhism and everything like that, that is interesting to learn about. Everybody's trying to go to their quote unquote heaven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone's trying to just live
so
right.
People just fucking ride the wave that they want to be on. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
That would solve so many problems if people just stay in their lane.
I think that, like, respecting other people's religions would solve so many problems, and also sexual education. But we'll get on that in another episode.
Yeah. Dude, I was watching that chewing gum shit because you were talking about it. Or
No, I saw the first episode.
So, like, it kind of reminded me of me, like, in some situations, because, like, you know.
Wait. But does this tie to religion? Is that the reason why a lot of you?
Yeah, it does tie to religion, because
yes.
Like, okay, so let me give you a brief. I'm really bad at summaries, but Chewing Gum is a show on Netflix. It's like this black family or black girl. They're like British.
Yeah.
Assuming because of the accent.
Yeah.
And she's like, comes from a really religious mom, and her sister, they're like, I don't know what exactly that they are, but they have a Bible. So I guess that's Christian.
Yeah. Some sort of Christian.
I don't know. So anyway, she's like really, really horny all the time. And she's dating this guy. She's been with him for like 6 years or something. And, like, you know, he's just like, we're not having sex until we're married. You know, he's very, like, deep, you know, whatever. Mm. Anyway, so she's just like this freak. And there's a scene they're like praying. And she's just like, oh my God, I just want to, like, do bad things to you. And anyway, so there's some parts about, like, she didn't know anything about, you know, contraceptives.
Of course not.
Like certain things with your body, like just I don't know.
Of course not, because, like, God doesn't want you to have a vagina.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, you boil it down, religion and the cross section between that and sexual health and sexual identity as well has fucked up so many things.
Well,
it's fucked up so many things.
It's crazy because, like, you know, when I think about being a kid, there were kids when I was in fourth grade that were either dry humping or having sex. I don't know. They were doing it. There were sixth graders. Like, you know, it does happen.
Yeah.
And so when you're trying to prolong sexual education, it's like you get all these pregnant high schoolers.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that, but just.
But no, I know what you mean. Like,
just, you know,
it could have been prevented if it was if that's a problem, it could have been prevented.
Exactly.
But your Lord and Savior wouldn't let you talk about motherfucking putting on a condom.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
Exactly.
So,
but, like, in public, because I went to public high school, and, like, we had health class, but it was just such, like, it was, I don't know, it just wasn't really taught well.
And interesting. In a public school.
In a public, yeah. It wasn't like they were saying necessarily abstinence. They did talk about condoms and things, but there was, like, no, like, like, when you think about STDs, they just show you in high school, like, pictures of extreme cases. Mm-hmm. Not that everyday people can walk around having STDs, mm-hmm. you know, just, it doesn't look like this. Yep. It could just be pretty and shiny. Mm-hmm. You still got to protect yourself, people, but I don't know.
I mean, this is a good topic for another podcast.
Yeah.
It's just... This is just an example of religion bleeding into other things. I mean, hell, we can go on how religion bleeds into politics, too. Mm-hmm. You know, religion and other people's wanting everybody to follow their belief system mm-hmm. has bled into so many different things that have caused so many problems. You know what I mean? Like, the AIDS epidemic probably could have been stopped if there wasn't so much religion and politics muddied into that. Mm-hmm. Because if there wasn't so much gay hatred at the time, there wouldn't be too much sins from religion. Yeah. It wouldn't have been blocked. You know, the things that were scientific and the political realms that we could have drove that disease through yeah. and get it fucking stopped. Then mm-hmm. wouldn't have been so muddied if we just fucking dropped the Bible for 10 seconds. You know, and let some shit fly. Like, there are people whose job there are to say, this is an epidemic, I'm gonna figure out how to stop it. Yeah. But they weren't allowed to get funding to stop it because somebody in power politics believed in God and they thought the gays were bad and this is their damn nation and da 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 da. And now we have AIDS epidemic everywhere. So now I'm an atheist. I'm joking. But how do you, real quick, how do you pray today? Like, what do you, are you,
I usually pray right before I go to sleep and...
Like, how do you, like, how, are you, I know you're not a Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen.
No, like, I just kind of create, like, my own, it's something, like, I've just been saying for years. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of add in, like, if there's something I'm going through mm-hmm. or, you know, something I need to get over or whatever, that's just kind of, I just add that in there. But it's, mm-hmm. like, my own kind of... Because I feel like I used to recite like a prayer. I forgot what it was mm-hmm. when I was a kid in middle school and things like that. But I didn't have any connection to the words. It was just,
what you know.
Yeah. Me just speaking it. And so I felt like that's not like a connect. If that was the only time I was talking to God, then I wasn't talking. I was just saying what I was supposed to say.
Yeah.
So for me, just... That's just how I talk to God. Mm, and yeah. I sometimes say it when I'm before I eat a meal, but that doesn't always happen because I'm hungry all the time.
Like, throw it. But yeah, I understand.
I try that. To when yeah. I can. So
God, I love this. I love this topic. There's so yeah. like I went Catholic school, do you in, man? We'll have another topic. we spent a lot of time on this topic. We're gonna move on because we got some shit to do.
Well, yeah, we're talking about voting.
So we're gonna take a short break and we will be back. Amen.
Amen.
Last week, we introduced a new segment, but we didn't introduce the segment.
So, no, we didn't.
Well, we didn't name it we by the time. It. But we have a new segment.
Yay!
Noises. Our new segment is where we're going to each list five different things that relate to our topic at hand. And we're going to title it, I Got Five on It. I got five on it. You're welcome. So today's I Got Five on It is about voting and our voting experiences. So would you like to start with your first experience that stands out to you regarding the democratic process?
I was in grade school. A lot of schools today and even back then, they let the kids like pick a winner for uh-huh. the presidency. And so that's what we did. And we were talking about it in class and... There were, like, kids fighting because, you know, you just listen to things that your parents say or guardian, whoever. And that's what, like, we were basing our decision off of.
Right.
So we didn't really have, like, oh, I really want this person because I care about global warming. No, we're kids. We're stupid.
Right.
And so that was, like, my first real one, but just kind of showing that people's connection to elections come from their experiences, their family, and things mm-hmm. like that. Even though they may not always... understand
right or wipe their own ass
saying. Yeah,
you know, it's funny. We might have since it was in a
it was
time.
98. I forget who that was.
No, it wasn't a 98. It was a 96.
Yeah,
who
but, the fuck cares. I'm okay still in well, grade school.
You were in grade school in 96.
I'm 6 years old. I was six.
Huh. I don't okay so whatever, it did not happen with us, but anyway.
And I have an early birthday, so.
Oh, so you were in a class where you guys learned English and stuff like that.
English and Spanish, if you really want to be exact.
Go off.
Now.
So, anyway, my first voting experience was when I was in eighth grade and we had the Kerry and Bush election, whatever. And that one, we had to do a mock debate.
Yeah.
And my team was obviously on the John Kerry side of things. Right. And we just looked at Wikipedia real quick and we're like, whatever. These are the things that we have to say against Bush, whatever. One team came very prepared. It was a Bush one. And then we were like, well, I mean... maybe you shouldn't be such an asshole. Like, it was so bad.
Oh, man.
It was so bad. But
so they came prepared.
They won, yeah.
But when you look at some of these young conservatives and conservatives, they be having these quote-unquote facts.
Yeah.
Like, they want to sound like, but that can do-da-da-da. Did you know Hillary? They're like, babe, you really know this bitch.
I mean.
Like, what?
But you know what? I remember doing the debate. Mm-hmm. And it went poorly, whatever. But we also weren't ever taught how to debate. Like, it was just kind of like, we're gonna do a debate.
Yeah.
But we didn't know what a debate was, how to state your, you know, your argument or whatever, and
all that
rebuttal
Wikipedia,
and shit.
And you didn't look up how to do it.
We just got internet, okay? Like, we just got internet. Mm. Anyway, so that was my first experience with voting.
That is very funny.
It was wild.
So the next thing I can think of is, I think it was senior year homecoming. So I was running for homecoming queen during the, obviously, what, fall semester.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was me and like trillions of other girls. Mm-hmm. And then there was this guy running. He was, how do I explain him? So me and him already kind of like a history, a little bad blood, just from like, I don't know why, to be honest, but we had a little bad blood. And so then he started running. And so he gets in competition. He had like all the votes of like, you know, people who just like, oh, fuck homecoming. This is funny. Mm-hmm. The guy's running, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I've got like me and my friends. I'm like, yeah, we're about to, you know, fuck you, whatever. And like, I remember him like tearing down my posters and stuff. And so like, I was talking about it with the English teacher, not like snitching, but just like our English teacher was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, do you want me to like kick him out of the competition? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this, you
right.
know, whatever. And so I'm, you know, not even thinking that he was any kind of competition. And then they go to the prep rally and then they fucking announce who won. He won. And I talked to my friends afterward who were counting the votes, and they were like, yeah, but you actually lost by 21 votes. And so I was like super pissed, because I remember it was, you know, a couple of my friends that were counting the votes, but there were people that didn't like me counting the votes. And so I was like, oh, this is conspiracy theory, and those bitches probably threw out my fucking votes. Anyway, so that happened, but like many years later. So I'm planning, you know, our reunion right now, and so there's all these girls that ran, and they're just like, oh my god, you took the crown from me, like talking about him.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, girl, you weren't even close.
Wait, so he was running for homecoming queen?
Yes.
Oh, fuck
him. He was running for homecoming queen.
Fuck him.
Just to be spiteful.
Fuck him.
So it was like this big ordeal. I'm like, I think he was like on the local news.
Oh,
they tried to get him on the Jay Leno show.
Wait, was he gay?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he was just
bi. Yeah, his little white boy jock, whatever, swimmer, whatever, just being an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Down with the man. That's so annoying. My other one would be similar to yours. My friend was running for student body president.
Yeah.
And so me being a graphics person, I made his posters, like gigantic, huge, big ass posters. Mm-hmm. We had a photo shoot and everything.
Yeah.
And he was gay, and we had some bullies in the school, or he had bullies in the school. And one night they went around, wrote fag all over his poster.
Wow.
Like drawing all over it, just really derogatory shit. It didn't go down, I think, until our advisor came in or whatever. But like, people had seen it. That happened. That was awful. One of the bullies has a nervous blink and is a St. Louis City cop now. I think city, maybe county. He has a nervous blink from being bullied. And then the other one is a repressed homosexual who is a white supremacist, I believe.
Oh my.
And there's a third one who has 19 brothers and sisters and a lisp.
Fuck.
So they had problems. And they, you know, anyway, so that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, so that fucked me up.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, go on.
Well, I am trying to think of where to go from there. Short story, because I think I've already talked about this on the podcast. Like, I voted in the last two elections because I just turned 18 the first time around when Obama, and that was like probably the most exciting experience I've had with voting, just because of like, you know, just being at a PWI, predominantly white university,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you're electing a black man,
right.
and, you know, I've had all those experiences of people telling me I'm just at the school to fill quota, whatever,
right.
it's just good to, like, suck it to everybody.
Yep.
So, I voted in the last two elections,
right.
and I was super excited, and I wish I had that feeling today.
I know.
But anyways.
It may come back.
It may come back.
It may come back.
Boom.
It's... interesting. I actually went down to Washington, D.C. the day after the inauguration, or day after, the week after the inauguration speech. We went down for a pro-life rally. Now, back to religion. So, I was in a Catholic school. If you joined the pro-life club and did a certain amount of events, you were in the running to go down to D.C. for a trip, but you had to go to the pro-life rally. I've never been pro-life. I don't have a vagina, so I can't make that call.
Right, sit your ass down.
But I love a nice, nasty little travel trip.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I see what you did.
I love a nice hot meal on someone else's coin. So I went down there, and it was crazy. Like, I still have somewhere Obama hot sauce, and we got, like, pictures and things like that. There's Obama everything. Oh, my goodness. Like, it was wild, and it was a wonderful feeling just being down there and the energy of it just being over. Like, I feel like there was still confetti in the street and seeing the White House and everything like that. And big pictures of dead babies and trash cans. Like, it was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't exactly voting, but, like, I protested. So that's kind of, you know, some
political. Yeah.
So when I was my junior year, when all that, like, 99% kind of shit was going on, I went to one of the rallies up in Milwaukee. And, like, that was my first time protesting and just us running the streets. We had signs. It wasn't any kind of interaction with the one percenters, because who's going to really admit that they're one percenter? But just people coming together, just from Facebook, people, some people stayed overnight. I didn't. It was just, like, a cool experience. And at the time, I thought that was just, like, I was really passionate about it, even though I don't know that, like, looking back, that I really was. I just think that you're college.
It felt good to be a part of a group.
You know, yeah. And I was, I don't know.
That's okay. I mean, whatever. You felt like it was a good cause. You know, whatever.
So I was like, oh, student loans. Fuck student loans.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm passionate about it. I just, you know, I'm definitely more passionate about being black and a woman.
Things come up.
Things come up.
Yeah. But when you're surrounded in the environment where everyone's like, this is what you should care about, it's like, this is what I should care about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Hey, religion, mind control, still working there.
Ooh.
My other thing about voting is that in the, when was it? The last election, actually.
Yeah.
I was the reason why my roommate voted Democratic for the first time, or for voted as a Democrat for the first time. Now, I'm not in the poll, I'm not in the booth with them, but it was like sort of like an emotional, like, coming out situation after that day because her parents weren't voting that way.
Yeah.
And she, you know, they were voting for what's his name?
McCain.
No, it was
really?
It wasn't McCain.
Oh, shit.
The last one. It was
The other guy.
With the black hair and the black baby. Anyway. Yeah, so they were voting for him, and she was like, because of, I guess, the shit that I watched or something like that, she voted for Obama. So I wasn't in the poll, but I'm going to take that as a win. I'm taking it as a win.
Personally, I can take that as a win.
I'm taking it.
You know what? That bitch was full of shit.
I'm taking
She's probably voting for Trump as we speak.
I'm voting. I'm taking it as a win that led someone to the night. Romney. There you go.
That's Romney. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really have one, so I'll just talk about that. I'm talking about myself in the future. I will be voting for Hillary, blah, blah, blah.
How do we get there?
So how do we get there? I can't vote for Trump.
Right.
Because, I mean, there's a long list.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I wish, honestly, that I did have more passion for voting for Clinton. I don't have it. But these are the options, and I'm not afraid to say that. If you're passionate and you're excited about her, I am happy for you. Mm-hmm. I don't have those same feelings just from my experiences and just from what I've researched about her. But I guess I'm going to have to support her.
Mm-hmm. Because,
you know,
the other option.
Yeah, so I will support her, and hopefully she changes my mind. You never know. So there we go.
Yeah. I need her to stop dabbing.
I love when presidents do that stupid shit. Like, when Obama is just like, when he's just like, I don't know, when he's playing with babies, but he's not like, you know, a politician. He's like your uncle, like playing with, I don't know. I just love when they're not, when they're human.
Yeah.
Because you're not a fucking, you can't be perfect and appeal to everybody all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is funny. It's like,
I don't know. Tomorrow's is going to be interesting. But my last thing is just when I've been voted for, because I've won a bunch of based on being voted on. Like, I was on homecoming court and I didn't know, but I was on homecoming court.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then I was nominated for prom king. I didn't win, but for prom king at my school, all the nominations came from the faculty and then everyone voted on it. So
that's
like,
whack.
What?
No, I'm not taking it away from you.
I was a goody good.
Yeah, I'm not taking it from you. I'm just like, damn, let the kids vote.
In high school, I was a favorite, like, you know, whatever.
Your principal was somebody that got bullied, and so they were like, oh my God. Change the way our kids vote.
I was an ambassador. I was a standout, you know, whatever.
You were a know-it-all annoyinger. I believe it.
Anyway, so then also I got, like, of course, like, the little things like Employee of the Month, you know, whatever. And then the cool thing was, I got Employee of the Year one year.
Ooh.
And then the next year, I got promoted to be everybody's damn boss.
Yes.
So that was cool.
Was that the furniture store? Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't be
What?
Cheating.
No.
Yeah, got you.
Oh,
gotcha.
No, that wasn't furniture either. Okay. That was thrift clothes.
Yeah.
And she's annoying, man. Anyway, that was pretty cool.
Wait, I got a bonus one. Woo! Guys, listen. Okay, so I was voted most school spirit for, like, my senior superlative.
We're going
to
take a break.
And let me tell y'all about what I have to say. Because I had no school spirit. I was like, fuck, you know, in high school, you know, you're angsty and whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck that school. Fuck these people. Yada, yada, yada. So you know what? I know it was a practical joke. Mm. And that's it.
And you still want it.
And I still want it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, all right. Let's take a break.
Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
All right, guys, we're back. Now it's time for big sponsors.
Yay.
Because they'll eventually become real.
They absolutely will.
Yeah.
My first sponsor is going to be Sprint this week. Because I decided to, well, you know what? I didn't make this decision. The Lord, I think, made this decision to have my phone completely submerged into water 2 days ago, or yesterday, actually. And,
toilet water.
It was not. It was clean. It was water I was cleaning for my job. I'm not a cleaner, but I was cleaning something. And it fell into the bucket of water, and I quickly pulled it out. It was playing Beyonce. It still played Beyonce after that. Throughout the day, different things were happening to it. The black light broke. The mute button was on perpetually.
Nudes were sent beyond your control.
Nudes were sent beyond my control.
Damn.
So it was rough, but I ran to the Sprint store real quick, little nice, nasty little visit. I went there 15 minutes early. They took me 15 minutes early, even though there were 30 people in the store, but they didn't make appointments. And so they called me up, and 5 minutes, they said, yep, we're just going to send you a replacement phone. And I asked them how much it would cost. They said, no cost to you, sir, because you pay insurance. So that little $13 extra a month, use it, because you never fucking know.
I definitely don't fucking. But you know what? You've probably been paying insurance for the last 10 years and never used it, and they're like, oh, let's just take his money. But you know, I don't pay for insurance, because the one time I did have insurance, I broke my phone, and they were still like, oh, you gotta pay this much, and it basically costs the same without insurance. So fuck insurance.
Thank you, Sprint, for your insurance. It's been a wonderful experience for moi, and I really am thankful. And I have a second sponsor really, really quick, not a big one. It's kind of related. I want to thank Sprint first and foremost, but I also want to thank Verizon for donating some of your cell phone towers to Sprint, because a nigga can't get connection anywhere. Because Sprint, what do you have as towers? Gophers are holding it?
They don't.
I can't make calls anywhere.
They don't.
I have to go to my living room to talk on a FaceTime.
So basically, we just lost Sprint as a sponsor.
I mean, no. Okay. Yeah, that was fast.
Because you just went in.
That's right. The, the Lord guided me to say that. Amen.
So our next sponsor is actually us sponsoring, being a little charitable.
Oh.
Our little couple coins, we're rubbing our nickels together.
Ooh.
We're sponsoring, you know, okay, so when you're on doing research and you go to Wikipedia and that thing pops up and is like, you know, you want to donate, you know, $1, $5, whatever, because, you know, we don't have a lot of money, but we've helped you all these years, and they have, so we've given them the $5 out of our account, because we only have seven, so, yeah.
We ain't do nothing like that. So, DC donated that money. You know what? I feel so bad when those kind of things like hit you, would you mind donating a dollar, like at the end of a purchase, whatever.
I do.
I will go to PetSmart and talk to people. Oh, I rescued my dog.
You ain't shit.
I saved her life. And then we'll be like communicating about our rescues.
Yeah.
All the things, whatever. And then we'll go to the register and say, do you want to pay $1? Okay. No. Thank you very much. Absolutely not.
Oh my gosh.
The fuck them.
I always do it at PetSmart. No. And I put it, like, if I'm there on a weekend and I have cash or coin, and I put it in the bucket. And then, like, when I went to Vegas and they had pit bulls that they use, and they probably use them.
Absolutely
and,
not.
For money, I give them money because I love pit bulls. That is my weakness.
Absolutely not.
That's the only thing I'm good about. Everything else, I'm a shitty human. I have to change.
Did you, while we're on religion episode, did you have a collection plate at any of your churches that you went to? Or is that just,
so okay. My grandma would give me money for, you know, a Baptist church, whatever.
Okay, yeah, Baptist.
But, it's another thing that interests me. Like, I watch those shows, which isn't everything. You know, Preacher's Wives, whatever. And it's like, I don't know. If you don't have a job and your only job is to be at the church and you're living with a Benz, a big-ass house, and then the people that go to your church that are committing their 20% or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I've seen people who I know who've gone to church, given all their money, and then when they fell in hard times, they don't have that church to back them. Not all the time, because I do have some friends that, you know, they've gotten scholarships from the church, so I'm not, like, downing it, whatever. But I know, like, for me, my personal experience seeing all sides, that even shouldn't be a side.
Mm-hmm. I have another thing about church. I know this is the wrong segment, but you know what? We're here. Amen. Two things about church. One, church groups. Groups of people, young people especially, that are so sucked into their church group that their group of friends will roll their eyes. Oh, you went out with that man? He went to your apartment? Da-da-da-da. Bitch, you going with a man too. You know what I mean? Are you serious?
If you could get that man or woman. You know? Because not everybody can get them.
I mean, that, okay. And then my second thing is people that judge people that don't go to church if they're a part of the church community. Mm-hmm. So I miss a Sunday or seven Sundays. That preacher is going to work. You know, I went to work all week. I'm sleeping on Sunday, okay? So,
hey, churches have changed. You can't just say that now. Like, oh, you can't come Sunday? Well, we have Saturday, we have Wednesday, we have Tuesday. There are some people that go to church.
That collection plate is going around any day, okay? It's ridiculous. We got to, you know what? I could have a whole mini episode about these motherfucking church people. Not church, like, church young adults.
Yeah.
That drive me up a fucking wall. Like it's the same thing as hoteps, just different backgrounds on the memes. It's the exact same thing. Man, fuck a church bro. Anyway, that's our fake sponsor. I think we just lost Tyler Perry as a sponsor.
We did.
Shit. Alright guys, welcome to The Perfect 26. The Perfect 26 is where we do 2-week challenges to become the perfect 26-year-olds. So, last week I was supposed to keep in touch with good friends, keep and make plans is really the subtitle on that one. And then Cadisi's was to focus on her goals, do some research and everything like that. So
I probably could have said that myself, but you know, you said it.
I had the intro on this one. So the Lord spoke to me and said,
okay,
I'm
so what was your, how did your challenge go?
Amen. Thank you for asking me.
No
praise
problem.
The Lord. Holy Ghost.
Stop!
So, my challenge went fabulously. I got to hang out with some old friends, especially from grade school. Shouts out to you. We have so much to talk about Catholic school. Maybe we'll do a mini episode sometime. Anyway, so I got to hang out with them. I've been talking on the phone with other people. I had a guest at my house for a few days. That was nice. So, you know, we got some connections going. There. It was great.
Sure.
Great.
None of that was any mention of your animal that has been neglecting.
My animal is always here. You know, she hate pissed on my bed, though, because I did work a 12-hour.
Go, Daphne, Elena.
Anyway, how about you?
So I spent a great deal of time writing, creating secret Pinterest boards. Now, Pinterest is like vision boards.
Yes.
But it's like, you know, the digital world. And so, rearranging that, speaking to my partner, my life partner, about, and that, you know, because to become one, that Spice Girl song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, my mind is jumbled. I am like really tired.
Oh my god.
Sorry guys, I love you guys. So basically, yeah, my thing was very vague, but it also was. I've even up to last night, I've been like working on this. Mm-hmm. So that was like a whole lot of something and nothing, but just know.
That's okay. It happened. Good. So our next challenge is, what's your next challenge?
What's your next challenge?
Okay.
Yeah.
My next challenge is going to be to stay productive at work. So my job has changed. My responsibilities have changed. My title has been the same for a little while. And when I started my job in my position, my goal was to elevate my duties. And I did that until recently we had a reorg and I got knocked all the way back down to less than what I'm supposed to do, what I was supposed to do when I first got hired. It was a joke. It's a long conversation, but I've been slowly but surely regaining my passion for what I do and bringing my talents back to my workplace, whatever. Okay. So I find myself twiddling my thumbs and kind of just spending a lot of downtime at work, but I spend 40 hours there every week. I can't let my brain turn to mush. Yeah. So I've decided that I'm just going to continue doing projects that I come up with, continue just letting my brain flourish, learning new things, keeping my hands busy, whatever. Not going to lose my spark.
Your passion, your drive, yeah.
Exactly. So if, you know, if I have any downtime, it's going to be uptime. And so I'm going to really focus on
that shit.
Because they're not going to end me. Not going to kill my spirit. God damn it.
I know you listening.
Okay. Okay. Amen. What about you?
So, like, on my list was to plan a trip to a place I've never been. Mm-hmm. I told myself that I wouldn't go on a trip for, like, another year just to save money. Not necessarily for that trip, but just for other things in life. Like, I think I will plan a trip, but I just won't go on it until after that year is up.
Okay. I mean, year is coming soon anyway. Yes. So
it'll take a while for the place I want to go.
You can plan for spring.
I'm going to plan for summer because I literally can't go anywhere until the summer.
Okay, well.
So it'll be somewhere great and I'm trying to debate if it's like with my girlfriends, with my main, with my family. Because, you know, those are all different types of trips.
Yeah. I suggest a vacation.
I love vacations.
Like, literally just two.
Yeah.
Like, no couples.
Yeah.
No, you know what I mean? No cousins. No sisters. I think just two going on a thing, that'd be great.
It is nice. We've done that before we've gone to Vegas, but that's...
Well, it's different. But I think like a nice getaway with just two,
and elope and shit.
Ooh.
So, anyway. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Well, if you are going to be staying productive and keeping your passion alive while you're at your soul-sucking job, then you're going to be doing Strokes' This Challenge. If you're going to be planning a vacation to somewhere that you've never been before, you're going to be doing Cadiz's Challenge. And if you're doing a different challenge that has nothing to do with what we've done, please let us know. Use the hashtag Perfect26 or email us or whatever you can do to let us know, because once again, we'd love to get new ideas because our list is a little bit tired. We're different people from when we started. When we wrote our list, we were different people now. So some of things don't really work out anymore. So please send us any suggestions.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
All right, guys. So if you want to stay in contact with us after the show, after we've insulted you, go ahead and email us at theblacktableis@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @blacktablepod. You can search for us on Instagram at @theblacktablepod and search for us on Facebook at The Black Table Podcast or The Black Table Pod.
You can listen to us anywhere you listen to any podcast. If we're not where you're trying to find us, let us know. We'll try to get on that. And then also, especially on iTunes, remember to rate, review, subscribe, and share that link. Our numbers are
growing. We're up to 13 subscriptions. So, I mean, reviews, not subscriptions.
That's great. Yeah, please review us.
Yeah, like, make that a part of your challenge this week.
And you don't even have to write a review. You just have to hit that 5-star. There's no other stars you can hit. You just have to hit the 5-1.
Yeah.
But it's weird how that works. Yeah. But go ahead and hit that 5-star. You don't even have to write anything. We'd rather not see your misspellings anyway. And then also, you can follow us personally. I'm at STF. Few strokes everywhere, mostly on Twitter and Tumblr.
You can only find me on Twitter at Khadeesi. That's KHAEESI.
She's tired. We gotta go. Amen. Praise the Lord.
The things I used to do. Yes.